Hi, Brittany.
Hey everyone.
Okay, six of us are here, so I'm gonna go ahead and call the meeting to order then, if that's all right with everybody.
Sounds good.
Okay, the meeting is called to order at 4:16 p.m. Did you have the meetings for the minutes from the last meeting, or did we already?
They were sent out. The last meeting we had was March the 29th.
Okay, that's what I thought. Then if
Yeah, we did
someone
not
would
have
like.
we didn't have one in April, so they were I sent them out within a couple of days of that
Okay,
one.
that's what I thought. But I wasn't positive given the time lapse there. So if someone would like to make the motion to accept those as submitted.
I make the motion.
Thank you, Brittany. A second, please. Need a second?
We lost them.
Someone has to second it or we're stuck here.
I guess I will.
Thank you, Lynn. A motion has been made and seconded that we accept the minutes as read. I mean, as submitted. All those in favor? Just
Aye.
having tech difficulties, that could be a problem. Any opposed? Okay. The first thing on our agenda, is there any old business?
Sarah Campbell's here with me, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Okay, Jeff had to leave and come back. He's having difficulties. He can't unmute. But he's back, so. Is it working better now, Mr. Lewis? Okay, the video should have already been started, but I don't know how to. Okay, he's going to try to connect with his phone. Our first order of business, then under new business, has got to do with, let me find the right page before I misspeak. The men's salary schedule. We need to add a column to that. Mr. Lewis is going to explain to us what's going on there with that.
On which salary schedule did you say?
The admin salary schedule.
Got you.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And
All
it's
right.
you're up.
I had to join with my phone. Sorry.
Oh, we lost you again. There you
I
go.
had to join with my phone. I don't know what's going on with my laptop.
We just was saying that our next order of business is the admin salary schedule. So I'm going to turn that over to you and let you address that and explain to everyone what's going on.
Okay, so as you know, Miss Hollis is leaving, and I've spoken to the board, and we have decided to look for a dean of students instead of hiring a new principal. And then Mr. Knapp would cover both buildings. When he's at one building, the dean of students would be at the other. So by adding another building to him, I would like to add a column to the admin salary schedule that says K6 principal at St. Joanne Bruno Payette. and make that salary schedule, that column, the same as what the one that reads Western Grove Elementary and Ozark Mountain High School principal. If that makes sense.
For two schools, equal pay.
Yes. Yeah, they'd each have two buildings, so the pay would be the same.
Yeah. Does anyone have any comments on that or questions? Then would someone like to make a motion? Tracy makes a motion that I think you're still muted, Tracy. We couldn't hear you. I could read your lips, but we couldn't hear you.
I'll make the motion.
I guess she makes a motion that we add this column for Bruno Payette, St. Joe Elementary principals. Is that correct?
Yes.
And make the pay equal to that of the OMHS Western Grove Elementary. Anyone second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Brittany. Last chance for questions or comments. All right, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The second thing on here is our distance learning coordinator, a stipend for $1,500.
Yes, so Ms. Coy has been asking for a couple years now, and I don't disagree with her.
No.
So she's been very patient, very good, very willing to look and see what other school districts are doing. So we've done that. Some districts don't do anything different. Some do stipends. I will say this, the majority of schools in our co-op area pay their classified staff more than what we do. So by paying more, sometimes you can, you know, get away with not doing a stipend, that sort of thing. Last count, I believe they told me she was in charge of 94 different virtual Arkansas classes.
And she is working constantly on it.
She is. If you're not aware of what that is, which I think probably all of you are, I'm meeting with classified PPC tomorrow to discuss this also. But if you're not aware, she is in charge of basically unlocking and tests for kids. She's the kind of the go-between between virtual Arkansas and the students sometimes and virtual Arkansas and the parent all the time. She has lots of responsibilities put on her.
Yes, she does.
And she gets the same, same pair of pay that maybe an interventionist does or some of the others. And I'm not saying they don't all deserve more money because they do. But I know when you're in charge of 94 different classes, academic classes, it's almost, I mean, she's pretty close to doing what a lot of teachers do. You know, she's in charge of inputting some grades, making sure Mr. McCleary and Lori know when there are issues with the grades. So
she's always in meetings or something. She is constantly all day long.
Yeah, I mean, think of being in charge of 94 different classes.
In addition to the students on campus that she works with, and she doesn't get a prep for that.
Correct.
Yeah. So what I'm proposing is a $1,500 stipend be added to the stipend schedule for that distance learning coordinator's position. I asked her if she had an amount in mind, and I'm sure she didn't want to lowball herself, and I'm sure she didn't want to sound, you know, like she was asking for too much. So I came up with this number. I think she'll be happy with that because one of the schools was only 500. I think she's worth, you know, the work she does is worth more than that, but
most definitely.
So.
Yeah. And I think she's the only para that has to input grades.
I'm sure that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Personally, I think that that's more than fair for what she does. She definitely deserves something. She's a very big part of what goes on in the high school hallway. She's just as important as anybody else. And she works very hard all the time.
And this is, and I'm not disagreeing with any of that, but I want people to know it's not just a working hard thing. It's that she's in charge of 94 different classes, because there will be people question, well, I work hard too, or I'm a one-to-one, which is very, very hard.
Yes.
Or I'm this or I'm that. And I, that's why, when she originally came to me wanting, kind of requesting a little bit more money, it's hard to just, say one pair is worth more than the other without, because they all have different responsibilities and we need them all. But being in charge of 94 different classes, that to me, that's, that kind of puts you in a little different category than the rest.
Yes.
There's a level of fairness there. And I think, to be fair to her, I think that this is commendable.
Yes.
Doable and worthy.
Good. Well, I'm gonna recommend that you accept that stipend amount be added to the stipend schedule.
Would anyone like to make the motion?
I will.
And I'll second.
Motion has been okay. So any further discussion? Okay, the motion has been made and seconded that we establish a district learning coordinator stipend for in the amount of $1,500. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Now,
that's what I was going to say. Is this retroactive to this year, Mr. Lewis?
This will be for next year. Is that what you're asking? You're kind of breaking
up. I'm asking if she'll get the stipend for this year.
No, this will be going forward for next year.
Okay.
And the last thing on our agenda that I have is absentees are counted at a day and a quarter, while the days that were given are calculated at 1.0. So it's been mentioned that if we're given 10 days, like it says, it actually would take 12.5 to come out to, the 1.2 days equal is actually one day. Otherwise, 10 divided by 1.25, we're actually getting 8 days for absences before we have to start paying back.
Right. And,
correct.
Let me give you an example how like vacation works for 240s. So if I take off the first week of June, we'll say June, I don't know, whatever it is, okay, Tuesday through Friday, even though I only took off 4 days, those are 5 vacation days that are taken off, because they're all 1.25. So your 10 days are based off of working 178 student contact days, okay? Well, you don't have 178 student contact days. You have 144.25 or 0.3 or something odd like that, or 143.5 or something. I think it's 143.5. So that's the reason that whenever you take off, it's subtracted as 1.25.
Well, it's understandable why it's subtracted at 1.25, but we were being given 10 days before we went to 4 days a week. And then after we went 4 days a week, that 10 days is now only 8 days.
Well, no, it's 1.25, because you're only working 4 days a week.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is we had been given 10 days in absences. Now we're only given 8.
But you're not working the same amount of days. Okay. Norm on a 5-day week, you have 100, And if Nicole's on here, she can tell me the exact number on days. But when you're a 5-day week, you had 178 student contact days. Okay. Uh-huh. Now that you're a 4-day week, you only have like 104, say 144, we'll round up. Okay. You only have 144. So you're working 28 less days. So when you take those 28 less days and divide that out by that, you know, quarter or whatever, that's going to bump you up to 10.
Uh-huh.
But you're not, you're getting the same amount of days. It's just, you're working less days. So when you're 4-day week, everything is 1.25. Like I said, our vacations are 1.25. Mm-hmm. They just all go 1.25.
I will try to explain that.
Well, the easy explanation on that is we don't go to school on Monday. We do that day divided out over Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we're putting in 5 days in four.
No, I understand, but I'm saying that it's going to be difficult to explain to somebody else because the math isn't their issue. Their problem is they had 10 days and now they got 8 days.
Well, you had 10
and then
days.
They have to start paying back.
You so do 10. We just need to clarify that in the personnel policy then?
Yeah, because you I have 10 so. Days on a 5-day schedule. So 10 days would be 2 weeks if we were going 5 days. But now that we only go 4 days, then 8 days is your 2 weeks. So that, mm-hmm. that would explain
that way. That's a good way to explain it.
That's probably the best way to explain it. I'll use that one.
Because now we don't have to request PTO on a Monday.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to take vacation, you're not going to request off on Monday. You just have to request off Tuesday through Friday.
Okay. Is there any other questions or things that need to be brought up? Ms. Dover, did you have something that you needed to add?
I just got asked by some of the teachers about clarifying discipline for K through 5 on like for the example. Yeah. So a lot of them are just walking laps or being sent back to class and they were just asking if we could clarify or whatever it is y'all want to do.
That's a student handbook issue. So that I would recommend sending to your principals and saying, you know, we'd like to address, you know, student discipline for elementary kids and what's appropriate, what's not, what's, you know.
Yes.
But that's good. That's totally set. That's a student handbook question.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Was there any other questions or issues?
Is this the last PPC meeting for the school year?
I think so, unless three more people quit and I've got to make more decisions on how to patch holes and plug holes and.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think so. I don't think we'll have. I really don't think there'll be anything else. I hope.
When is the next board meeting?
May 16th, day before school's out. I think that's 16th.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Is there not a board? Is there a board meeting tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night? No. Okay. Third Thursday in May.
That's what I thought. Somebody said, no, it's tomorrow night. I said, okay.
Okay. Now I need to get a picture of the current board for the yearbook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's at St. Joe. If you'll shoot me a text and remind me, I'll snap one.
Okay.
And send it to you. That way, I mean, unless you just want to come, but.
Oh, no, I'll let you. They don't like you don't, coming to meetings.
If you don't remind me, I will forget. So shoot me a text that afternoon about 5 o'clock and say, don't forget picture.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. McClary. You're here just in time. Would you like to make the motion to adjourn? Oh, he's not got audio yet. Everybody.
They've been working on some stuff that Desi requires now. That's ridiculous, but
oh, I can believe that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, I would entertain the motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Tracy. A second?
Aye.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded that we adjourn at 4:36 p.m. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye.